Cruising down the street, I wonder where this road would lead. So many possibilities. Care to share what you think? Oh, new dolls, what do you see? Back Road Odyssey.
Detour, the legend of the Healing Springs. Battles rage throughout the 13 American colonies on what is now called Slaughter Field, many miles west of Charleston, South Carolina. Two British soldiers lie dying from their wounds. Death is but a certainty, if not for ancestors of the Wassamasaw tribe, who see these unfortunate men and carry them to rest at a nearby spring. The waters, they insist, have remarkable healing properties. With nothing to lose, the dying men weekly drink the clear water. 6 months pass. The soldiers, assumed dead, walk back into the barracks in perfect health. How?
All right, I'm driving to the springs now. It's genuinely kind of in the middle of nowhere. Not in a bad way, but it took a while to get here. The maps say it's behind this church that I'm going past, but I don't see it yet.
Water is clean, safe to drink, tasty, and always cold, no matter how hot it is. I love it.
Fresh, cool spring water. Loved it. Beautiful drive into the mountains. Highly recommend. Bring your own containers.
It's off the beaten path, but worth the drive. Pure, clean, and cold spring water. I wish that the water that comes out of all the faucets at home are this good, clean, and pure.
Why does this myth continue to endure and attract thousands of believers, Yelp reviewers, and simply the curious to its ever-flowing stream?
I'm walking in the springs now. What I see is kind of four spigot pipes protruding from the ground a little bit, and each of these spigots has four different kind of notches that have water coming down from them, and they either feed into a creek or people are filling up jugs. I didn't expect anyone, but it was maybe the most surprising thing is there are people. They have gallon milk containers, water bottles, other vessels that they're filling up, and some are putting them in their trucks. Others have kind of carriers that they bring. Not what I expected. Interesting.
A chain of landowners going back to the American Revolution maintain the story of this spring's healing properties. In 1944, the last owner of the land containing the spring officially deeded the land to God. The legality of such an action is questionable, but signs around the land and the spring itself maintain this assertion to this day. Roughly a two-hour drive from Charleston, the now called God's Acre Healing Springs rest behind a small Baptist church, and the owner, God, allows visitors to fill up its healing waters by the gallon. This historical property has been deeded to God for public use. Please revere God by keeping it clean. A sign right by the springs.
I'm filling up my own small bottle right now, and there's nothing else to do but just to drink it. It's good. Good. It's really good. It's clean. It's cold. It's fresh. I'm not mortally wounded, so I can't speak to the healing properties at the moment. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Good water.
For many, the springs are not just a one-time visit. It is a lifestyle. Often there exists genuine belief of the water's healing and abnormal properties. Some have been going for years, and it remains the only water they drink. Others say it simply makes better coffee. Still further others visit out of pure curiosity. Regardless of intent, when you arrive and see the lines forming at the flowing water, you cannot deny the lasting legacy of this curious, healing or not, water. Next time you're wounded by a rifle's bayonet, perhaps the trip to a small acre behind a church in rural South Carolina is not the worst of ideas. You know, when I was filling up my jug, I talked with people who are also filling up gallons upon gallons of water, filling up the back of their truck. They didn't want to be recorded, but they told me they've been coming here for years, and it's an hour drive for some of them that I talked to. There's a real belief either that it's better water or it actually does have the fabled healing qualities. Regardless, its story is fascinating. Thank you so much for listening to Backroad Odyssey. If you find value in the stories that we are telling, please rate and subscribe wherever you're listening now. Genuinely helps us continue to do the show and to grow. We'll be answering some listener questions this Thursday in Van Life Diaries. Otherwise, be good to each other. Where to next? Backroad Odyssey.